Wildfires continue to consume large areas of Southern California. More than 330,000 acres have gone up in flames in several counties near Los Angeles and San Diego. Damage over the weekend has been tremendous, and it continues. Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby Bates is here with an update. Karen, what's happening?
Alex, as you mentioned, this is a very nasty situation, and the scary part is it's not over yet. The toll so far has been over 700 homes and buildings lost, 13 people dead, air gusts up to 45 miles per hour from our legendary Santa Ana winds, and horrific air quality, even in places that are far away from the fires. I spoke to NPR's Carrie Kahn, who's up in San Bernardino at an impromptu shelter at San Bernardino International Airport, which is about an hour northeast of Los Angeles, and she began by describing what was going on at the shelter.
I'm inside this giant hangar, which they actually say is one of their smaller hangars. There are hundreds and hundreds of metal green cots lined up, and people have spent the night here. They spent a couple nights here, and they may spend a couple more. There's 1,600 people staying in the shelter. In the parking lot, you see children playing football. If people are sitting in their cars, there are animals all over the place in cages in their cars walking around. You see a lot of people just trying to pass time. San Bernardino officials said that they are going to let people back to their residences in the most affected area to the east of the county, where about 300 homes burned down. That should take place about 10 o'clock. They're going to issue them one-day passes, but the fire chief and the police chief said people probably will be very upset at what they see when they go back. That's where a lot of the homes are lost.
Carrie, we've seen video of how bad the fires are both here and to the south of us. What's the Forest Service saying about the fire's current progress?
In San Bernardino County, it appears that the fire is moving back up the mountain away from the suburban areas, which is good news. You talk to fire officials, they're a little more optimistic, definitely feeling better than they were on Sunday morning.
Now, these are three huge fires in three separate counties of Southern California. Can California firefighters contain this on their own, or are they having to ask for help from other states?
Well, Governor Davis was here yesterday, actually, at the San Bernardino International Airport, where I am now, set up as a shelter. He came here to sign the federal emergency declaration that will bring in more federal resources. He said he also called the governors of Arizona and Nevada to ask for help with firefighters and firefighting equipment. There are firefighters from all over the state fighting these fires.
What's the mood of people now? Are they anxious?
People are. They want to go home. People are dying to hear information about how their homes are. Some people do know that their homes are okay, but they haven't been allowed back into those areas. It's an uncomfortable situation here. I think, though, that they're trying to make the best of it that they can.
Okay, Carrie. Thanks a lot, and stay safe.
Okay.
That was NPR correspondent Carrie Kahn, who spoke to me from San Bernardino County, one of the three stricken counties.
Karen, the effects of the fire certainly are felt keenly here in Los Angeles and other parts of California, but that's not the limit to the effects of this thing.
No, not at all. And I'll give you a very personal example. I flew to Los Angeles from Boston yesterday afternoon on what was supposed to be a direct flight, but my plane was diverted about an hour outside of Los Angeles to an airport in Palm Springs because LAX was letting very few planes come in because the visibility was so bad.
The smoke, I guess, huh?
Yeah. The air there was absolutely black as we flew through it.
Could you see the fire from the plane?
I could. When we were finally allowed to leave, many of the mountains we flew over were on fire, and you could see that quite clearly from the air. It was very dramatic, and the air was dark with smoke when we landed. So far, the FAA says that LA inbound flights have been delayed on average about 4 hours.
Yeah, I actually have a friend and colleague who came in from New York, had the same experience on and off the plane. Flights delayed coming in, so it's messed up a lot of things.
It is.
Thanks very much. We have updates as they occur. Thank you, Karen.
You're welcome.
Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby Bates.